Welcome to the Bible Explained. I'm Brian Cutshaw, and I want to give you answers straight from the Bible. If you've ever wondered what the Bible actually says about the topics people are talking about right now, this podcast is for you. In each episode, we will take real-life questions and break down what the Scripture says about them so you can understand the truth and apply it to your life with confidence. If you enjoy it, be sure and subscribe and recommend us to your friends. Now let's get started.
Here's the next big question. I've gotten this in a lot of times. Do pets go to heaven? How many of you have a pet that you hope goes to heaven? How many of you have a pet that you hope doesn't go to heaven? A few hands just went up, and you went up faster than the first group, too. I'm a dog and a horse guy, but anyway, well, let's not go there. I'd be just fine if heaven didn't have any snakes and rats in it. I don't know if I'm the only, or mosquitoes. I don't even know why God sent them here, but I guess to keep us humble. All right, Revelation 5. Here's what you've been asking. Do pets go to heaven? Revelation 5 and 11. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around about the throne and the living creatures. All right, so you can say that is the seraphim if you want, or it could be the other living creatures. And the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings." And, everybody say, and. And I'm going to read this as slow as I can. And every creature, as a matter of fact, I want you to read this with me. This is Revelation 5 and 13, because I get this question everywhere I go, will pets go to heaven? I want you to read it with me. Let's read it slow. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them. Wait a minute. Did you just read that last line? And all that are within them. You know what that means, don't you? The ones they ate. Right? Every creature that they ate in the process of life, I heard, what's the next word? Saying. All right. Every animal that's ever existed in time, every animal is there and they're talking. And this is what they're saying. Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. They even use the animal name of Christ. And to the Lamb forever and forever. Yes, I do believe that when you get to heaven, that your old dog is going to come up and say, "I've been waiting on you by the gate," and shaking his tail, saying, "I knew you'd get here sooner or later." I believe they will be able to articulate the same as you because they are saying this.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed.
Now, I don't have time to get into this. This could be a whole sermon. But when the animals were cursed, that was their Tower of Babel moment. The same way that the human language was changed, and humans could no longer speak the same language, instantly languages were born, as if they had known them their whole life. At the Tower of Babel, when God confused their work and changed their language, they had to migrate to different regions of the world because they had to find people that spoke the same language because they could not understand one another. In the same way, God did the same thing to the animals when the serpent deceived Eve, and God cursed the earth. Part of that curse was the animals lost their ability to articulate, and they had to go with their own kind and speak a different language. How do I know that? Because it was not even a shock to Adam and Eve that that serpent could talk. It's not even a shock. When that serpent came up, it was like, "You're not going to believe this. There is a talking snake in the garden." Bible doesn't say anything about that. No, the snake was talking. It was like she was carrying on a conversation with him. It was like nothing different, nothing new because of the, and we don't know that that was one conversation. We don't know how long that banter went on before the serpent got her to choose herself over God. Because he said, you know, notice the carrot he hung out to Eve. God doesn't want you to eat this because he knows you're going to be like him. God doesn't want you to eat this because he knows you're going to have knowledge that he doesn't want you to have. So he was trying to paint God in a light that he didn't care about her and didn't want her to think that. So she didn't choose the serpent. She didn't choose the devil. She chose herself. I want this for me. And then she talked to Adam and did the same thing. So keep in mind that in the Garden of Eden, all the animals could talk. And when Adam named them, they might have said, thank you. I think we'll call you Elephant. Oh, thank you. That's a very nice name. I appreciate that. What are you going to call that guy? He's got a long neck. He kind of looks like a giraffe. I don't know. Let's call him Giraffe. And the monkey said, I think that's a good name for him. I mean, they were carrying on some kind of conversation in the Garden of Eden, but they had their own Tower of Babel moment when sin entered the world, and they also had to scatter with their own kind.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.